Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. He loves children. Yes, he does. Oh, he's so, oh my God, gracious and kind and loving. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing, all that you're doing on the children's prayer line. We thank you, Lord God, for establishing us, settling us on the children's prayer line on Tuesdays, Lord. Lord, I just thank you that you are with us. You won't ever leave us. You won't ever forsake us, Lord. We're calling upon your mighty name, your holy name. We delight ourselves in you, Lord God, and we thank you that we could call on you. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. We're trusting in you like never before. We're calling upon your holy name, your mighty name. We thank you, Lord, that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. We thank you, Lord God, that your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. We are thanking you, Lord God, that you said, I know the plans I have for you. They are great plans to give us a greater future and a greater hope. And thank you, Lord God, that our children will have a wonderful future, a great future, a greater hope than ever before. We thank you, Father God, for coming on the children's prayer line every Tuesday. We thank you, Father, for everyone who's coming on with us every Tuesday, Lord. Father, help us to pray effectual, fervent prayers. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you that you've heard every prayer that we pray to you before we even prayed it. We honor you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. B-I-B-L-E is basic instructions before leaving the earth. So by now, you know. And Father, we ask you to download those basic instructions in us. As we read your word, as we study your word, as we obey your word, help your word to be written on the tables of our heart that we would not sin against you. So Father, as we delight ourselves in you, we are so grateful that we could call upon your mighty name. Today, we thank God for each of you. We thank God for what you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for each of you. It is Tuesday. Can you believe it's June already? June. Oh, my God. Today is June 13th. Delight ourselves in you. So we are so grateful that we delight ourselves in the Lord. Today is June the 13th, 2023. He's an amazing God. He's brought us a long ways now. When I tell you a long ways, he's brought us a long way. We're thanking the Lord for what he's doing on behalf of the children. Oh, yeah, he has great plans for the children. Great, great plans. When I tell you great plans, they are awesome plans. You wait and see. You're going to see when they grow up. They're going to become mighty men and women of God. So we thank God today. We're going to call on Sister Julia. She's from Florida. Sister Julia, her nephew Joe, and her great-grandsons, they're going to sing and pray. Good afternoon, Sister Julia. How are you?
Good afternoon. We bless. I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Today I have...
Zaire, and I'm 7 years old.
I'm 10 and I'm 6 years old.
I'm 10 and I'm 5 years old.
My name is Ronald. That's right. I'm a 21 old.
Amen. We're going to begin with the Our Father prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth, as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we give our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For now in the kingdom, the power of the Lord.
Are they going to sing today? Hello?
Yes.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. I hear a chain falling. I hear a chain falling. There laid on me wise and all. There's an army rising up to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And Joe gonna say me.
Come on, sir. And as my faith is Lord. Come on, sir. And as my faith is Lord. Amen.
And
the name. Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, come on, church, let's praise the Lord. Stop your hand and stop your feet and clap your hands.
Who's in the house? Come on, church, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Who's in the house?
House.
Jesus Christ is in the house. Who's in the house?
Jesus Christ is in the house.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. Awesome, awesome, powerful. Father, I thank you for Minister Julia, for Joe, for her great-grandson. I thank you for blessing them in safety, peace, and protection. I thank you for all on their behalf. Thank you for blessing them with obedience, the spirit of obedience that they would honor and obey their parents and those who have ruling authority over them. I thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is their strength. I thank you for meeting every need, keeping them healthy and well, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Sister Esther, is she ready yet, or you need more time? Okay. All right. Miss Adderley needs a little bit more time, so we're going to go to Mississippi, where we have Sister Bridget's daughters that are going to be singing today. Good afternoon, girls. Hello? They're on, but they may have their phones on mute. Bridget's daughters. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yes. My name is Bridget Nook. My two daughters will be coming in. I'll let them say their name and their age.
I'm 10. Brenara.
My name is Brimaya, and I'm 9 years old.
And me.
What y'all be saying?
This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. 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 Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Out of my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Out of my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All of my home, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Amen. Y'all through?
No, ma'am.
Okay, you going to sing another song?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Hello? Y'all gonna sing another song? Girls. Girls. Okay, well, I guess they're finished, so we thank God for them. And Miss Adelie is, you know, resting today, so she may wake up before the prayer line's over. You got to get that beauty rest in. We thank God for Adelie. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless Adelie and her little brother. Today, we thank you for what you're doing in his life. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for them resting, relaxing, taking naps, getting rest, beauty rest in the name of Jesus, resting in you, Lord God. So, Father, continually protect all the children that came on, all the children all over the world. Amen. Yes, ma'am. We're going to have to call on you another time, okay? We got to call on you another time because we need to move on for prayer, okay? Let me call on you another time. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, girls. Sister Vivian.
You're welcome.
Vivian.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Sister Vivian is the host today, so she's going to go ahead and start.
Good evening, everyone. Who do we have on?
Oh, I'm sorry. You have Sister Lanny and Sister Marion. Sister Marion is on. Sister Lanny's on to pray, and I'm on.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Great God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this time that we are going to bring your children before you, God, and lay them before you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. All right, Sister Lane, can you pray for the children that are missing, that they are protected or will be returning? Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we so love you. Thank you for being the God of us. Thank you that you do us all things well. Thank you for giving us this platform through Sister G and Sister Vivian that we can come before you and plead our case regarding our children. And we pray your heart, God. We know this is not your desire that none should perish, that children will be mistreated, that they will be misplaced, that they will be mishandled. And we just come against the forces of in the earth that have tried to do that and have succeeded with some. We ask, Father, for their deliverance. We ask for their recovery. We ask that they be found and that no harm has come to them and that they are good candidates to be ministered to repair the damage the enemy have tried to do to their little minds and their little spirits. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over them now, Father, wherever they are. We pray, God, that they have been, they can be found safe and they can be taken back to their families and restored again. We come against the enemy, even having this platform to hurt innocent children. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, God, and we loose the spirit of freedom in you to be set free and to have the opportunity to grow and live, move and have their being according to your purpose for them in their little lives. Thank you, Father, for hearing us in prayer. And we agree with you that children are perfected for your good and they have the ability to carry your spirit, show it in the earth and be a blessing unto you. Father, get the glory from their return. Get the glory from their, when they extend, they return to their families. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 Sister Marion. Can you pray for the salvation of our children? Children accept the Lord. Sister Marion.
You may have a phone on mute.
Me?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you for this opportunity to bring your children before you right now, Lord God. I'm praying that they seek salvation right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that they seek you, Lord God, come to you, Lord God. I pray right now that they want to get in your word right now, Lord God, learn more of your word and learn more of you right now, Lord God. I want them to be obedient right now to their parents right now, Lord God, and to elderly and older people right now, Lord God. Let them have respect right now, Lord God, for their persons right now, Lord God. Let them dress appropriately right now, Lord God. If they seek you right now, Lord God, and read your word, Lord God, they will know how to act, Lord God. They will know how to dress, Lord God. They will know how to carry themselves right now, Lord God. Let them know that they need you right now, Lord God, because you are the way, the truth, and the life right now, Lord God. I'm praying right now, Lord God, that you let them seek their own salvation right now, Lord God. And I bring them before you right now in the name of your son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sister G, can you pray for children that they will live out their destiny, that they will have, they will look forward to having great jobs and holding great offices, that they will look and do mighty things in the earth? Praise God.
Okay. We also have Sister Linda on with us too.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We honor you. We bless you. We thank you that you are the King of Kings and that you handpicked, you chose us to be your very elect children. We're so grateful for the children that you birthed into the earth realm, oh God. And Father, we need you in this hour. Our children are going through many struggles. Many of them don't know that you said you know the plans you have for them. They are great plans to give them a great future and a great hope. They're not even aware of it. I thank you that our children have greatness on the inside of them, and they are destined for greatness, Lord God. Father, put someone in their path that can teach them that you have great lives for them, and they, oh God, can look forward to doing those things, oh God, that will benefit their lives, that will have them live long lives, God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing, that you want them to become good citizens, that you want them to do great things in life. So I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they're going to begin to do great things. I thank you for our toddlers, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, as well as Devin. And I thank you for Michelin, who's on the line today, Lord God. She has been on a tour of duty. We thank you, oh God, that you have taken care of her. During that time, we thank you for the prayers that have gone up for Michelin, Lord. We thank you for blessing her husband and the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continually protect our children. We thank you that the healing virtue throughout their bodies, you have blessed their bread, their water, taking sickness away from the midst of them. So, Father, you said to the children, don't let the book of the law depart from their mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it, then they will make their way prosperous and they will have good success. So we decree and declare our children will be successful and they will have excellent lives. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Sister Linda, can you pray against this gay spirit that is steady arising?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we honor you. We thank you today. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for your peace, your love, and joy. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you, Father, for loving us even in spite of ourselves. You still love us, God, and we thank you. We honor you. We give you praise. We give your name glory, the name of Jesus. There's power in your name, Father. We call upon that name right now. We repent for every sin, anything that even a thought that we have thought, Father God, unrighteously, Lord God, in anger or, Lord God, or just being offended or whatever it may be, Lord. We have no right to be angry. We have no right, Lord God, to be upset, Father. So forgive us. Forgive us for every one of our sins. We repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up, Lord God, the spirit, Lord God, of perversion in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it be carried out by a woman, by a man, boy, or girl, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, because we know that they were not born that way, Father. In Jesus' name, everything that you created, everything that you made, you said it's good, it's good. So, Father, we honor you today, Lord God, that we can come to you, Lord God. And, Father God, you've given us the authority in the earth realm, Lord God, to come against, Lord God, principalities and powers, wickedness, Lord God, and those devils, those demons and imps in high places, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that's trying to manipulate and control, Lord God, our children, Lord God, our parents, in some instances, Father God, whether they be male or female, Lord God, in Jesus' name, gay is to be happy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we have a responsibility as Christians, as believers in your word, to take back the rainbow, because you gave the rainbow, Lord God, as a covenant for your people. Hallelujah. And the devil, Lord God, is trying, Lord God, to deceive many, to believe that the rainbow colors is for, Lord God, for immorality, Father God. In Jesus' name, we bind up those spirits, Lord God, those spirits that operate in family members that we know, even people that are connected to us who's dealing with these things, Father. In Jesus' name, we cut off all, Lord God, evil influences, evil communication, Lord God, that these kids were learned in school, taught by teachers that it's okay to be yourself, Father. The devil is a liar. Father God, we know that you, Father, knew these children before their parents even knew them, Father, because you planted that seed in the womb of the mother. So we trust you, God. You said that we can cast all of our cares upon you, Father God. And this, Lord God, the devil has said that this is the moth, Lord God, of the pride. Oh, my God, we know that pride, Lord God, comes before, Lord God, destruction in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we just ask that your will be done. Whatever you need to do to rectify this, Father God, we know that nothing catches you by surprise, Father, but we cover them in prayer. We ask in Jesus' mighty name that they would be delivered. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God, for all those evil imaginations that would draw them closer, Lord God, into that evil influence of the enemy. So we thank you and praise you that you are our God and you're the creator of everything, every gender, male and female. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Father, yes, you are gracious. You are worthy to be praised, God. God, you told us, oh God, to call upon you, and you will answer us, oh Father God. And Father, we are praying, oh God, for those children, oh God, that are abused, oh God, in their home, where I saw another priest was being sentenced, oh God, this week, oh God, by authority, what I'm trying to say. Oh Father God, you know, oh God, where our children, and Lord, you know parent places their children in places where they think they will be safe. So we pray for safety for our children, oh God, wherever they are in schools or kept, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the home against a stepfather or anybody that has an abusive spirit, the mother on alcohol, the cursing, and everything that goes on to abuse a child's mind, to cause them to be confused, to cause them, oh God, to not to want to live, cause them to not to want to, oh God, play with others, to be pull aside to themselves whatever that's plaguing our children's mind because of abuse, God. We coming against it today in the name of Jesus, God, so that our children can be whole. They can live a life of expectancy, oh God. They can live a life of joy and peace, oh God, here because they have accepted you as their Savior, oh God. They have been released from every demon spirit that's plaguing them, oh God. Oh, God, oh, God, yes, in the home, oh, God, where there's all kind of drugs and, oh, God, abuse, oh, God, Father God, they're watching their mother being beaten, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're coming against every demonic spirit, oh, God, that these children, oh, God, is has been programmed, oh, God, into their mind, oh, God. Yes, there are some of their minds have been programmed that they will never amount to anything. God, we are coming against every demonic spirit, God. Oh, God, that's plaguing our children's mind because some of them have so much that they have been thrown at, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will never amount. They'll never amount. You'll never amount. Devil, use a liar. We pray, oh God, that these children shall be whole and set free from your attacks because you have brought your angels, oh God, and tried to afflict them. But God, you said when we pray, your angels are more powerful, God. You said you will put angels around us, oh God, and around our children, oh God, so that they will be kept from the, oh God, powers of the enemy. And we thank you for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Sister Laney, pray for seniors as they are leaving school that they have a willing mind to go on to college or else to seek to find a good job and work.
I don't think she's on here right now. I don't know what happened. Let me see. My goodness. Mr. Laney, you still there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh. Right.
Would you give a request again, please?
Oh, okay. All right. Pray for our seniors as they are leaving high school that they have a mind to go on to college or else look to try to find a good job and work.
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we bring before you our seniors that graduated from school, from high school. We pray, Father, that they will have inspiration, and we pray that they will have the intent to know how to go to the next step for them, whether it be college, whether it be a special school, finding the right job where they can be positioned to be trained, that they will have a skill in life. Father, we pray that parents will also join and help them make those decisions, be a part of the network, the framework, how it will be built, and give them the kind of advice they need to help them make those right decisions. We pray, Father, that the children have already thought about it, and they are trying to locate the different venues where the jobs are available, or where the scholarships are available, or the grants are available, or pay loans, that whatever they need so that they can have the revenue to pay for their college. And, Father, I pray that they will expect to learn how to use what they know to be a good citizen and in the earth and be a good citizen in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that you take care of them and that they are ready to embrace life, making good choices, making good decisions. We pray for their salvation, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Marion.
Yes.
Are you there? Oh,
yes.
All right. Pray that our children will not copy after others cursing and trying to be equal with them because they cursing and saying all. Pray that they will clean up their nasty mouth and they will not even hang with those that's doing all the cursing.
Heavenly Father, I bring our children before you right now, Lord God. You know all type of temptation that they're encountering right now, Lord God. Help them to be their own selves right now, Lord God. Help them to get in your word, Lord God, that they would know what is truth right now, Lord God. Don't let them follow kids that are wearing their pants hanging down. Don't let them follow kids that are bullying other kids. Don't let them follow kids that are piercing every part of their body that don't need to be pierced. Don't let them be tattooing and put all that ink all over their bodies and messing up their skin right now, Lord God. Help them to be their own person right now, Lord God. Let them get in the word and see what the Bible says, the way that they should live and the way that they should carry themselves. Clean their mouths, Lord God. Every word that come out of their mouth right now is a curse word right now, Lord God. Correct that with words coming out of your word right now, Lord God, instead of the devil's curse on their lips right now, Lord God. I bind that curse of cursing right now away from our children right now, Lord God. Instill in them your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Let your spirit dwell richly within them right now, Lord God. Let them feel your presence in their body right now, Lord God. And then when they're faced with temptation of doing stuff that they see other people doing drugs, smoking reefer, all that stuff, Lord, let them not yield to temptation, but just yield to you, Lord God. Help them, Lord God. Help them not to be watching all this pornography on the internet, Lord God, and on TV, Lord God, picking up all kind of bad habits right now, Lord God. Let them not dwell on the things of the world, but dwell on the things of your word, Lord God. Let them seek you right now, Lord God. Seek the kingdom of God right now, Lord God. And if they do that, their mouth will be clean. Their dressing will be different, Lord God. Help them right now. Help that generation right now to see that they are damaging their brains when they do drugs. Oh, yeah, all my friends said, just take this one pill or take this one puff of a reefer. Lord God, no. Let them resist that temptation. Let them resist that temptation to be making and singing songs that have curse words in it. Singing songs is bringing down women right now, Lord God. Lord, change that. Change their tone right now, Lord God. Change their words right now, Lord God. And let them be words of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from you right now, Lord God. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Clean up their mouths right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister G, pray for children that pray for children that are affected by this murdering spirit. Yes, by this murder, all the children that have lost their parents.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, many children are grieving because their parents were murdered. Or their guardian was murdered, oh God. And Father, it's devastating. They can't seem to understand what happened, why their parent was taken away so violently, oh God. But Lord, I thank you for comforting. You said, weep with those who weep. So we are weeping with the children. We're asking you to comfort them and strengthen them, Lord God. And Lord, you can reach them in a way that we don't have the capacity to do so. So we thank you for reaching the children who tragically lost their parents, tragically, Lord. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to help them, oh God, in the state they find themselves in. Heal them emotionally, physically, and spiritually, Lord, where they lost someone that they love to violence, a violent crime, murder, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do for those children in the name of Jesus. Father, you love those children, and you want them to heal. So, Father, heal them of all the things that they are going through when they think about their parents. Oh, God, let them think of the good times that they had together. Let them think, Lord God, oh, God, in the time, oh, God, when they their parents would hug them. Let them think about all the good times that they, you know, enjoyed with their parents, the time they sat and ate meals together, the time they sat and laughed together. So we cancel that spirit of murder. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that murder is a thing of the past and that they, Lord God, will not recalling that in their minds over and over that they lost their parents violently. They can't consider the murder, violent crimes, our nation, in the name of Jesus, their parents, the children, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, oh God, safety and protection. You are their protector, oh God. And we thank you for protecting them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Linda, pray for children that are affected by divorces from their families. Some children just want their family. They'll do anything to get their families, dad and mother, back together.
Father, as we pray effectual, fervent prayers, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we need you. Our confession today is that we need you, Father. We can't do nothing without you. We love you. Children that are facing, parents that are facing divorces, Father, put in the parents' heart, oh God, how it hurts the children. They're just looking at the divorce between husband and wife, but sometimes they don't see the effect that it have on their children, on the family structure that you ordained from the beginning of time, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask, Lord God, that if any children, Lord God, are standing with their parents as their parents go through a divorce, Father God, we pray, first we pray that the family structure will remain together, that they will seek counseling, that they will seek godly counsel, that they would talk to someone, Lord God, and put their children and consider them before they consider their own needs. We know, Lord God, that sometimes what causes divorce is selfishness. Either the mother is selfish or the father is selfish, Father. So we pray that they can come together, Lord God, and all that they desire from each other and think about their children. We pray, Lord God, that they can come together in the unity of faith and seek you, Father, and let and allow the Holy Spirit to be the third person in that marriage, Lord, that will counsel. The Holy Spirit's responsibility, Lord God, is to strengthen, to encourage in Jesus' name, Father God. So we pray for the children, that even the children could speak wisdom into their parents' hearts, Lord, because, Father God, you have no respect to person. So let the children begin, Lord God, to speak. And when they speak, let the parents not be so proud and so prideful that they would tell and encourage them to be quiet, shut up, but give them wisdom to hear. Open their ears that they will be able to receive even from their children, Lord God. Open their eyes that they will be able to see as you prick their hearts. In Jesus' name, we thank you for what you're going to do and what you've already done. In Jesus' name, we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, I pray for Donald Trump's son. God, we never know how this is affecting him or what he's hearing, Lord. We pray, oh God, that, oh Father God, he's built up, oh God, to keep the faith, oh God, that he's being taught, oh God, by someone that knows you, oh Father God. We pray that this will not affect him to the place that he just want to wander off. He's wondering and don't understand what's going on, Father God, as being the president's son, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are bringing him before you, Lord God. Father God, that he's being kept, oh God. Father God, he's not hearing all the rhetoric that is going on, oh God, where it will affect him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we lift up little Donald Jr., God, as he goes through this life, oh God, a whirl and toils and snares, oh God, Father God, that, oh Father God, he has someone, oh God, in his corner, oh God, to help him to continue to be the young man that you want him to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Sister Lainey, pray for children that have nightmares, bedwetting, and all of that at night.
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the children who have nightmares, bedwetting, have problems sleeping. We know that these are symptoms that some other things are wrong in their lives. Father, we pray that there's counsel around them, there's family around them, that someone who cares, who can help them discover what it is and to help solve those issues, that they will receive the help that they need, that they won't continue to just have the symptoms and the problem has not been uprooted. God, we pray for the stability of their heart, spirit, soul, mind, and body, that reflect that that's evident of the body and the mind are being disturbed. So, God, we pray for your peace be upon them. We plead the blood of Jesus now over them. God, we pray that someone of counsel, of wisdom, godly counsel, will position themselves or pay attention to the child, to listen to the child and let them tell their story and listen to what they have to say so they can help the child discover what the problem is. Father, we pray that the enemy will not take control of them, will not continue to have them in this situation where they are embarrassed about such things happening and that they're hurt and they, their self-esteem is damaged because of what's happening with their bodies. God, we pray for total restoration for them in Jesus' name. God, I pray that someone would tell them that you love them. Someone would tell them that they are purposed by you. Someone would tell them that they need to just know about who they are in you, see themselves through your eyes. Most of all, Father, we pray that the children will feel the comfort and the strength of someone outside of themselves that can help them bring resolution to their issues. God, we pray for the right kind of counsel. And while they are in counseling, we pray that no one will abuse them in the process, pretending to help them when they are predators themselves. We pray for their safety. We bind the enemy off their lives. And we pray, Father, for the working of the Holy Spirit, angelic protection, to keep them safe, hold back the darkness so they can find their way, and that more than anything else, they can receive you as Lord and Savior in their life and know that there is hope because you give hope that maketh not ashamed. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, God, this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Linda, I want you to pray for Marion. He was a young man that called from the prison, and he asked for prayer. I don't know what's Marion's status, but just pray for Marion. Marion.
Father, once again, Lord God, we lift this petition up before you for Marion, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God, you know him. You know him. I don't. Some of us might not, but you do. He's your child, Father God. You created him. Your eyes are up on him, Father God, whether he goes forward or he goes backwards, God. We pray that his feet will be rooted and grounded in you, Father, that he would be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that his leaves would never wither in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we know that you are his shepherd, Father God. We know that he's your child, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we know that you know everything about Marion, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray that he would be strengthened. We pray that he would be encouraged. We pray for his peace, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Lord God, that he would walk the path that you created and ordained for him to walk in before the foundation of the world, Father God, whether he strayed away from that path. Lord God, you are a God that can put his feet and plant his feet back on that the path that you created for him in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that Marin is blessed going in and he's blessed coming out. Father, we put that protection, this prayer covering up on him, Father, that no death, Lord God, would come nigh his dwelling, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, in every tongue that that seeks to condemn him. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, hallelujah, would have no power, Lord God, no control over his life, Father God, because his life, Lord God, is hid in you, and we give you honor, glory, praise. We lift up the name of Jesus on his behalf, Lord God, and we thank you for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Great God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we have so many children in children's hospitals all over the country, God. Father, children are coming into this world sick, oh God, of different diseases, and we, oh God, apply the blood over them that they may be healed, oh God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Some have measles. Some have a different craft palate. Some of them, oh God, have limbs that are, oh Father God, disjointed, all kind of diseases. Some are on respirators, oh God, because of bad hearts, oh God. Lord, our children are coming here, oh God, in this world with different kinds of drugs in their system, God. Father God, so many things, God, that I can name today, God, but you know them all, God. We bind this off our children, oh God, that they shall live. We know, God, you said suffer little children to come unto you, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Father God, we pray that these children, your eyes is up on these children. God, you got angels, oh God, that you can stake all around these children and protect them, oh God, as they, oh God, wake up, oh God, as they, oh Father God, continue to mend, oh God, or whatever you want to do in their lives, oh God. And Lord, you allow them to come here for a purpose and a reason, God, but not to, oh Father God, to suffer, God. No, Father God, we bring them before you, Lord God, oh God, that they will come from under that spell, whatever spell is up on them in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they be loose from it by the power of the Holy Ghost, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for all the children in the children's hospital. We thank you, God, that these that came on this afternoon, God, they will not end up in the hospital. They will continue to praise you. They will continue to lift up their voices to you, God. And, Lord, they will not serve another, oh, God. We are praying for all the children, oh, God, Father God, as they grow, God, Father God, no diseases can touch their bodies in the name of Jesus, that they are whole from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Oh, God, you see that little one, oh, God, laying in hospital beds, oh, God. Oh, God, mother and fathers around them don't know what to do. And sometimes the doctors are saying that they're not going to make it. But, God, you are in control, God. You are the one heals, oh God, and delivers and set free, oh God. So we look into you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord God, the healer and the deliverer in the name of Jesus, that they be made completely whole by the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Sister Vivian, we have little Adelie's on now. If she can sing, and then right after that, I have like a special request. Go ahead.
Okay, little Adelie.
Adelie,
want to sing?
Yeah, this is G. Adelie want me to tell you she's in camp and she's going to go to kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
Hey, nice sing, ma.
Thank you. Hey, Adelie.
No, come on, you gotta sing.
Adelie?
Oh, she's crying, so I don't know what to
do. She's probably still tired.
Oh.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Adelie, Lord, we thank you. Phone on mute, Esther. We thank you for helping her today, Lord God, as she's been very tired today, needed her nap, Lord.
and was awakened from her nap, Lord. But, Lord, we just thank you for her coming today and for her brother, Lord. We ask you to bless in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. I'm happy for Adelaide. She's going to kindergarten. Hallelujah. What an awesome thing. So we have a special.
He got the whole world. And this is, 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 he got the little bitty children. And this is, he got the little bitty children. And this is, he got the little bitty children. And this is, he got the whole wide world. And this is,
very good. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
That was beautiful. Oh, God, we just love that. Well, on a sad note, we have a woman of God on here. She lost her granddaughter, her great-grandbaby this week. And, as I believe her name was Zahari Banks. Is that right, Sister Shirley?
Zuri Rochelle Banks.
Zuri, I say it again?
Zuri Rochelle Banks.
Okay. Well, Father, we lift up Zuri Rochelle Banks' family in her loss. She was just little one, Lord. But you know all about the family, the need. You knew about her life and her death before she was born. But, Father, we thank you that she's resting with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, her mother is going through so much right now. Touch her mother, oh God. And then remove any guilt, condemnation in the name of Jesus. Comfort and strengthen the family, Lord. When she's going, Lord, why me? Lord, why me? Why I want my baby. But Father, you have plans for the mother in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless any other children she may have. Strengthen the whole family unit, Lord God. And I thank you for her great-grandmother, Shirley Hooks, oh God. I thank you for providing everything the family needs. I thank you, Lord God, for love, joy, and peace. In the name of Jesus, every need, in the name of Jesus, we love and adore you, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, Sister Vivian.
Okay, well, Sister G, you might as well just go on and close us out then.
Okay, all right. So, Father, we thank you that this is the day today. We are rejoicing. We are grateful that you allowed us to pray today, to call on your name. And we thank you that you heard every prayer. And, Father, we thank you that your word says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Father, thank you that every prayer was heard. Every prayer was answered according to your will and your plan. I cover all the children on here today and their families. I cover every intercessor on here today and everyone that's on here today with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus and every family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we just honor your presence right now. We give you glory. You are the King of glory in Jesus' name. Okay, is there anyone in here who has a special request? Anybody on here has a special request? I'm going to ask that you state your name, and then we'll pray for you. I'm sorry,
Sister
say
Laney,
that again.
This is Sister Laney. I have a sister-in-law in Georgia who's been diagnosed with post-stage cancer. We're asking for prayer for her healing, and my brother who cares for her, and their granddaughter who's been diagnosed with bipolar.
Okay. Father, you heard Sister Laney's request. And, Father, even before we called on your mighty name, you are already taking care of the situation. You know her sister-in-law, Lord. Nobody wants to hear
let alone have. They call it the big C cancer, Lord. But there's nothing impossible to you. No matter what stage it's in, you're able to bless her bread and water and take sickness away from the midst of her. And, Lord, you know her husband is taking care of her as she may be going through treatments or whatever she may need. I thank you for giving him strength and comfort in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, oh, God, for her niece, oh, God, that has some type of issues, oh, God, but you're able. There's nothing impossible to you. So we thank you for healing mind, soul, spirit. We thank you for what you're doing in us and everyone that's on. Every special need being met today, those who have suffered physical ailments, we send healing in the name of Jesus. Those who are going through emotional need emotional healing. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the one. You said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of our countenance and our God. So we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving today, because we all, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. We'll take one more request. If anybody has one more request.
Yes, I have a request. I took a mammogram and an ultrasound, and they want me to come back in to have a V take because they said it was abnormal.
Okay. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, there's no abnormalities in your kingdom. Everything in your kingdom is perfect. So, Lord, we're not going to lean our own understanding, but we're going to lean to you, oh God. You heard the report, the negative report that she has to receive. But, Lord, we thank you that your report says that she's already healed by your stripes, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cancel every satanic attack against her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, you have blessed her bread and her water. You have taken sickness away from the midst of her. So we believe your report that she's already healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. For Esther, remove worry, fear. We say fear, go in the name of Jesus, worry. Lord, when they hear, look, come back in, that's fear off in people, Lord. But Lord, I just thank you for all that you're going to do, all the things that you've done already for Esther, that she's healed by your stripes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Right. Father, close out, honor your presence, and we say thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Without you, we can't make it, Lord God. Lord, there's so many evil reports in the land, but you said we're to believe your report. You already told us that all is well in the name of Jesus, that you're in control. So we believe your report. We're trusting in you like never before. And we are thanking you for ordering our steps on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I love y'all. I love y'all. Tuesday, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Amen. Love y'all.